From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, December 19th at 8:55, and we have Danny Pfaff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. It's great to be here. We have very flat, kind of boring trade here on this Friday morning. March corn is literally unchanged at 444 and a half. Not up or down anything at all. January beans down half a penny at 1051 and three quarters. And March Chicago SRW wheat up a quarter of a cent at 508. So this is very boring trade here in early action. Looking at outside markets, equities, the Dow Jones last check up 205 points at 48,157. And February WTI oil up 49 cents at 56.49. Kind of the talk of the trade yesterday was some rumors about Chinese interest in buying U.S. corn off of the PNW. Kind of interesting to see execution out there. They've had extremely heavy rains in the Pacific Northwest in this last few weeks, so that could be a challenge with elevation out there and performance. But if China steps in to buy U.S. corn, that would be a substantial development if verified. But there are some doubters and naysayers out there, so we'll see if the USDA makes any announcements in the coming days or weeks. USDA did announce an additional sale of U.S. soybeans to China this morning. Not a huge sale, but business nonetheless. They bought 4.9 million bushels of U.S. soybeans, so that is encouraging to see them come back to the table for just business in general here. Next Monday, we'll see another catch-up sale of weekly export sales on Monday the 22nd as they continue to catch up with some of this data from the government shutdown a while back. Take a step back at this marketplace, and beans have really dropped versus the highs made in mid-November, but corn has really kind of hung in there. So since those highs in mid-November versus today, corn is down about 13 cents from those highs in mid-November. So not great, but it hasn't been a free fall. Soybeans, on the contrary, have been a falling knife, so to speak. They've dropped $1.18 since the highs made on November 18th. So soybeans have been, definitely suffering, classic buy the rumor in November, sell the fact in December type of marketplace. As we saw funds, as we catch up some of that data as well, we're substantially long soybeans, longer than we realized at that time with the CFTC data being not available. Again, with the government shutdown we were dealing with back then. Private estimates would indicate funds are now long 36,000 contracts of corn, long 165,000 contracts of soybeans, and net short 58,000 contracts of Chicago SRW wheat. Looking ahead, you guys will have to make your ARC and PLC decision by March 15th at FSA. That's in addition to the other acronyms at the FSA with the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, FBA, and SDRP stage two is due in April. And that's been quite the challenge to, help with those applications on SDRP. And it's a challenge the way it's structured to frankly qualify for payment on SDRP stage two. Looking at weather ahead, we're looking for a warm Christmas, almost record warm. Our local forecast is 61 degrees on Christmas Day. The Mid-South, 60s, and then the Plains, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, in the 70s on Christmas Day. So record warmth arriving, which is welcome as we are, below zero, as we all know, earlier this week, with lots of schools canceled on Monday, in fact. Not much precipitation, though, with this warmth. We're going to be talking more and more about concerns about this U.S. drought monitor with, very little precip, build up here this winter. We're going to need to right that ship here as our soil conditions are quite dry heading into spring. For Christmas this year, I want Illini to take care of business at the Bragging Rights game on Monday. So hopefully we can get that. And to you guys, hopefully you have a great Christmas. We're going to be off the next couple of weeks, it sounds like, Kimberly, with the holiday. So I'll be back on the radio show back on January 9th. I'll return. So again, Merry Christmas to all you guys and have a safe holiday. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great one as well. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny, cold and blustery with a high of 28 degrees with a northwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 22 degrees, southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 45 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 21 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Sunday, sunny with a high of 34 degrees with a northwest wind 5 miles per hour.